It's time now for the facts on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.
Yes, Dr. Jonathan, here on 98.9 FM. Welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Thanks, guys.
On the show.
Morning.
Morning.
So what's new? What's happening? What are we talking about today? Something about states that have eliminated COVID-19?
Yeah. So we've seen continued low numbers across the country the last few days. 11 cases yesterday. Queensland didn't have a case yesterday, and I think one the day before and none the day before that. So one in the last 3 days in Queensland, which is great. Mm-hmm. There's been a couple of states. So South Australia hasn't had a case for a new case for about 7 days, and the Territory hasn't had one for about 3 weeks. And in the ACT, they've had everyone recover. So from coronavirus, who's had it. So you know, some really good news, and the other states that I haven't mentioned are all sort of doing really well also. And that's where some restrictions are easing. And it's interesting that that's looking different across each of the states, which you wouldn't want to be moving between them because you'd get confused about what you can and can't do in each state. So I think you probably just focus on what you can do in Queensland rather than kind of get too confused about what other states are allowing. So I guess it's a bit of a test what happens in one state. Others will be looking on with interest.
Yep, absolutely. And considering we do broadcast nationally, it's just a reminder that we mainly do focus on Queensland as we're broadcasting out of Brisbane. Yep. So I think it is very important. But lucky for those states, if you are listening in those states, congratulations for your work. Lockdown has been just a full-on thing for everybody. And I think I'm super proud of the way that everyone has been able to manage it. So it's really good.
That's been great.
We had a question about, you know, social distancing and the laws involved with going out on the boat. Like, why is it all right for me to visit a family of, you know, 4 to 5 people when, you know, my mate can't just go out in his boat with his family, like, and there's no extra visitors or anything like that? I guess that's a restriction that might be lifted as of this weekend, but it just... it didn't make sense to him or me, so we just...
So as far as I understand, you can go out in your boat with your household. But you wouldn't be able to have other people on your boat. I suppose I would think the reason for that is social distancing is more difficult to sort out on a boat, keeping 1.5 metre distance. I've grown up on boats. I grew up on the Gold Coast and have a lot of time on boats. And I'm sure there's some size boats that are fine, but I think the majority of the ones that we use in southeast Queensland, certainly in most people's recreation, are tinnies and different small craft that, you really can't maintain that distance from each other. And also, you know, I guess with food and all the stuff you're sharing around, it's just probably harder, I think, to not share surfaces as much and clean and all of that. So, I'm sure it's doable, but it's just a higher risk than a home environment where you can, it's a bit more controlled. So, I hope to see in a couple more weeks' time that we're allowed to have up to 10 people catching up with each other, outside of home. But, for the moment, we've still sort of got that restriction.
All right, cool. Well, that's pretty much every question that I have, apart from just, is there an expected spike for this weekend, considering that we've lost the laws?
Look, I think there's such low cases that it's. I don't think it would be expected, but it's possible. You know, I think it's a bit of what we don't know. Is there some cases out there where people have had some symptoms, haven't got tested, and so have been sort of spreading it a little bit? Or it only takes, you know, one case in an area for that to then turn into a couple more cases and then a couple more. So I guess just really encouraging people, if you've got symptoms, cold or flu symptoms, cough, runny nose, sore throat, fever, shortness of breath, get yourself tested, stay home this weekend, don't go out and about. And then if you develop those symptoms next week, then also get tested. Keeping in mind that the chance of you coming positive for coronavirus, across Australia we do about 14,000 tests every day, and there's been 11 cases. So, you know, it's less than 1,000, 1 in 1,000 chance of being positive. And probably those cases are the ones that have been in quarantine from overseas or something like that anyway. Mm-hmm. So if you're just a run-of-the-mill cold, your chance of it being coronavirus very, very small. But
okay.
You know, yeah.
Testing's not pleasant, but it really will help us to know what's going on.
And one more reminder, everyone being out on the roads this weekend for the first time in a long time, just to remain vigilant of, be a responsible driver, remain vigilant of other drivers, because we don't want more fatalities from road collisions than, you know, the virus itself. So be extra careful. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Dr. Jonathan, for joining us.
Yes.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
We appreciate it.
We'll catch you next Monday.
Always great to talk to you guys. Yeah, see
Thanks
you
Monday.
Have
good
a great
news,
weekend.
That was the latest on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.